interview with Mr. and Mrs. Dennis Lemons, 37, Main Road, Jacksdale, on 7th of June 2011. So, Dennis, where were you actually born?
Millhouse, Riddings.
What year was that, if you don't mind telling us?
35. July 1935.
And your dad and mum was?
Well, my father was the miller. And of course, in those days, my mother was just a housewife.
Yeah.
Well, I say just. Yeah. It's being a bit brave, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was the miller from 1926 until it closed, and that would be 47, probably, when they stopped grinding.
Mm. Do you remember much about it when you were a lad?
Oh, yes, because, well, let's face it, I'd got the mill, the hayloft, as a playground. And there's nothing nicer than to play cowboys and Indians in a hayloft.
No.
You could be shot with safety, fall on the hay. Oh, it was a marvellous playground. Although it was an unofficial playground.
Did he run one of the two mills or three mills? How did they run it, did they?
Well, there was only one working. The first mill that not many people can remember, and I can only just, was a bone mill. And they used to dry the bones in the kiln, and then they grind them up in the bone mill. But the two for corn, of course, one only worked efficiently. And that was, in the end, was run by a coal gas engine. A lot of people think it was a diesel engine because somebody wrote gas engine in the book, but it's actually coal gas engine.
Mm.
I can remember that very clearly because I used to be allowed to go and stop it.
Yeah, you'd enjoy that.
Oh yeah, yeah. Being clever, you see.
Did your dad have anybody, he must have had other people working with him, did he?
Only one. Oh. A fella called Mr. Beard. Can't remember his Christian name. Arthur Beard. And it was the grandfather of the Beards that are now running the Beard Engineering in Jacksdale.
Oh yeah. Did your family have anything to do with milling before your father? Was he the first one to get into it?
He was the first one. He'd been a soldier, miner, and he worked at Sheffield, but I don't know what he was actually doing. And now there's no one left that can tell me.
Mm.
Because he originated in Sheffield, and they came down here just after the First World War. And then he got this job through me maternal grandfather, with Oakes's for the mill.
That was the same Oakes's as
Might be hard.
Yard and Pitts.
Yeah.
Mm. How come he wanted to go in a mill? There must be a reason. I mean, if he'd been a miner, it's a big difference, isn't it?
Yes. I just don't know how. I mean, when you're younger, you don't ask. I was the youngest in the family.
Well, I had that problem. I never thought to ask earlier on, you know, and then you wish years after you wish you'd asked.
Because
everybody's into that sort of thing nowadays, aren't they?
They've only just recently realised what the importance of local history is.
Yeah. Was it very dusty in there, then, can you remember?
It could be, yes. When I do go into other mills, of course, with being interested in them, it's the smell that you remember.
Mm.
It's a strange thing, but put me in a mill and it brings back memories. Just the smell does, not just the visual sight. It's marvellous.
What did you use the bone for then, Dennis?
Well, I can't remember that mill working, but it was for gardens, bone meal.
I thought, that's something to have late. I always thought they were just for corn, you know, and for flour.
No, there was a short stubby mill. On the photographs, on some old photographs, you can just see the roof.
Mm.
But I can remember it being pulled down. The ATC, Air Training Corps, what was it, 1401, I think. it was run by a fella called Mr. Searson, and they used the stables and the mill that wasn't working, that was used as a gym. The stables were the offices, and the cart shed was, which was once an open shed, open to the front, that was bricked up and used as an aeroplane hangar. For a small aircraft that they played with, you know, the ATC played with, put the wings. They used to take the wings off and on. And that was the limit.
Interesting.
Except for pushing it around the yard. The aircraft was an Avro Tutor. Now, there is a lot of people thought, you know, the older ones, thought it was a different aircraft. Oh, I forgot what they thought it was. Memory's going. One of the common types of twin and winged aircraft of the day.
Yeah.
But it was actually an Avro Tutor with a radial engine. The other aircraft that they thought it was had got an inline engine.
What sort of hours did your dad work on Hunt Mill? Did they work long hours?
He did in summer, because I think they had to make up, and hay was a thing coming in regular, so summer working would be longer. There was very little lighting in the mill. Yeah, there was very little lighting in the mill. Whatever there was gas. So in the summer, it would be starting early morning, probably 7, and working through till 5, 6. But winter, of course, they'd be starting late, finishing early, I suppose.
What happened with those? I always wondered with windmills, you know. It's wind at mill. What happens when there's no wind, Dennis?
I don't suppose they work.
Didn't they work?
Well, of course they did then, because they'd got a big engine to drive the shaft going up the middle.
When did they put that in? Do you have no ideas?
I don't know. I would think it'd be in the early 20s at least.
Was it both of them?
No, only one.
Only one.
They soon packed up the second mill very quickly because they couldn't grind with it. One baffled the other. They were too close. Later on in the years, they also had a machine for chopping hay for the local pit ponies. And a fellow called Harry Heald, or Heald, might have begun with an H, he used to be the driver taking the chopped hay round to the pits.
When did your dad stop there right till he retired?
No. He worked at the mills again for D. Olsen in the older days, and then in the end he ended up down here at the forge. But he'd only been retired 6 months when he died.
Oh dear.
What did I say? He left the mills. We left Riddings in 1948, went to Blackwell, where he worked at the pit head with the horses and chopping hay there.
What's your first recollection? Was it actually the mills? Is that the first thing you can think of with being a lad and mills whizzing round, you know? And
well, I never saw the sails going, of course. No. They were stuck fast years before.
Yeah.
In fact, I never saw the sails on. It was always an engine, you know, as I saw it. Yeah. But my first earliest recollection was the house that we lived in. It was a massive house. It was the mill house, and it used to be the bakery for Oakses. It was called Mill House, of course, and the way it was built, the kitchen was connected to the rest of the house with a glass passage that ran round the side. And it was only gas lit, and to get to the bedrooms, you got to come out the kitchen, turn left along a short glass passage, turn right along one that would be about 4 yards long, turn right and go across one room, and then up a curved staircase to where there was and originally there was 4 bedrooms and a flower storage room. Mm. And in that room there was a trapdoor where they used to drop the flour down to the bakery. Oh, it was a horrible house to live in those days.
Yeah, do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes, I've got one brother and 2 sisters.
Are they still with us?
No. No, I'm the last one.
Oh, sorry.
They've been gone. George was the last to go.
Which was your Which was your first school then?
Riddings Infants, then Riddings Junior, and then of course we progressed to Summercoats School.
I've heard some bad things about Summercoats School. Did you find it all right? A lot of people I talked to, especially from Pyle and Codner Park, Iron Mill and Codner Park, they went there as a second school, but the majority didn't seem to. They said the teachers were over strict. I don't know, did you find
that? Oh, God, yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, well, they were in those days. I mean, the headmaster was Mr. Best, and he was one of the old-fashioned school teachers.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he used to get the cane. He didn't do you any harm.
Did you like school?
Yes, until we left and went to Blackwell. I didn't like that school. It was a year behind Summercoats School, because I was the same curriculum a year later at Blackwell School as I'd done the previous year at Summercoats.
Trouble we keep moving, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What were you good at?
Oof.
Or what were your favourite subjects, say?
Well, it'd be maths. I still do. I like maths. Not the higher maths, you know, school in general. I liked it.
What did you get up to as kids? You used to have regular pals when you were...
Oh, yeah, if you talk about Riddings, as I say, we used to play unofficially, you know, without my dad's knowledge. We could get into the mill and go up to the top, play, we'd spend hours up there. Just sitting, looking out, in the hayloft. We used to play a lot, because that was easy to get into. Big windows were open.
Yeah, they wouldn't allow that nowadays, would they?
No.
No.
No. And of course then it was Riddings Rec, where we used to play a lot.
Were you very sporty?
No, I can't say I was, really. We used to like the odd game of football on Riddings Rec. We used to pick sides, as all children did then. Play the usual games, tin can lurky and stick and billet.
That crops up, tin can lurky.
Yeah, but kids used to amuse themselves then.
Well, they made their own entertainment.
Yeah, and it was good entertainment. It was healthier entertainment than what they do now.
Yeah. I mean, children today won't be able to make bows and arrows and have a catapult.
No,
you know,
no.
You know, I mean...
You'll have somebody eye out with that.
Yeah. No, yeah. You think twice in them days, did you?
No.
You just did it. And could family afford any holidays in your earlier days?
No, we did have occasional holidays, and we did have occasional days out to Skegness on the train from down Jacksdale Station. And we did have a few holidays at Bridlington in an auntie's caravan. She'd got a small caravan with a wooden shed built on the end.
Oh.
At Sewerby. And we used to spend a week there.
Did you have to go to church or chapel in your younger days?
I did used to go to Riddings Church, and then it changed to the congregation at Riddings.
Hmm.
It wasn't... You were a choir boy?
I was a choir boy for a short time, but some pack that up.
Was that at St James?
Yes.
Coming to Christmas times, what sort of things did you get at Christmas in your younger days, going back?
Oh, in my younger days, I can remember one of the Christmas presents that I wish I'd gotten now was a tin plate aeroplane. It was a decent size. The wings used to swing out onto the body and swing across so that it was level with the body. That was for storage, but it was full of biscuits. And it was one of the biscuit firms that had produced this.
Oh, it's a bobby too nowadays.
I saw it a few years ago, exactly the same thing, in the catalogue, £3,000.
Yeah, I was going to say, big collector's
That's
items.
Why I wish I'd got it now.
Yeah, well, you don't think, do you?
Yeah, of course you don't.
I mean, I had tin plate toys and lead soldiers, they make a fortune now, but...
That's the thing my father used to do, make lead soldiers.
Did he?
Yep.
Oh.
In fact, some of the lead he used came from that old mill when it was knocked down by the ATC.
Did he have little moulds then?
Yes, he had quite a few moulds. Soldiers on horseback and infantrymen.
Oh.
He used to make them and paint them.
How did he get into that? Right, just a side, sort of a side hobby? And
well, of course, having a... I did have two brothers before me. One died when he was 13, before I was born. And of course, I inherited quite a few toys from them. And lead soldiers was one of them, and my father, he just made some more.
Well, then you left school. What age would you leave school at? Four? Would it be at 14 in those
days? No, it was 15. I left and started to work at Granwood. I only worked there for a year.
But flooring, sorry?
Yeah, making flooring tiles. And then I got a job at the Ocean, as it was then. Of course, it changed its name and places two or three times. Of course, the Ocean was in the using the mills at the time that I was there. We were using the height of the mills for making soap powders. And of course, the height using the gravity feed coming down.
Were they long?
36
years. 36 years?
Yeah, stayed with them.
You must have enjoyed it then, working life there.
It was a good job. Of course, I moved, when they moved up to Coates Park, I ended up driving for them.
Did in the early days, did family keep any animals at all?
Oh, my father always had chickens. Well, you can imagine, during the war, he was a miller, he was dealing in corn. Of course he'd keep chickens.
It seemed funny if he didn't want to.
And rabbits. Yeah, we always had rabbits. Yeah.
What do you remember about the war? I think it affect family much around that area, would it really?
No, it was pretty quiet, but I can always remember when Sheffield was being bombed. All the family went to the top of the mill, and you could see the glow in the sky from the top of the mill. You could see what was... You know, over the horizon, you could see the glow.
Oh, yeah, you really
remember that.
And, weren't affected too much around this area, were you?
No. One thing I can remember happening between the two mills one day, I don't know what aircraft it was, but a fighter aircraft, whether it was Spitfire or Hurricane, flew between the two mills.
Oh.
I can remember that as plain as anything.
That'd be a bit scary.
It was exciting for me, being a little lad, running to tell my dad, Dad, an aircraft just flung between the mills.
It'd be uproar if we did that, Daddy. Now, did his transport things, were it all Orson Court?
Yes. There was a fella called Arthur Parkin. He kept horses down in the mill yard, in the stables. And one of the horses was a night worker. He used to pull the night soil cart.
Oh, yeah, I've got that.
Because, of course, in those days, early days, there was quite a few houses still.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On that sort of toilet system.
Yeah. Many years after as well, I gather.
And Ridding's Laundry used to keep a pony in one of the stables, because they were little van type thing, horse drawn, going round delivering.
Do you remember any shops that were knocking around that area at that time?
Yes. There was a little shop, Mrs. Rostron, opposite the Red Lion, and there was Parkins was the one on the corner next to Butlin, which is now a newsagent. Well, it was then. That was Parkins. And I can remember during the war that what is now Butlin's shop was a clinic. And a lot of the evacuees used to go in there and come out with purple heads.
I can remember that. What do they call it?
Impetigo.
Something like that, I can remember kids at school with purple heads, they used to be looked down on.
And we had evacuees staying with us. With having a big house, it was more or less compulsory. And we had three boys and a girl come to stay with us. And their surname was Poston. When they first came, oh God, they were in a state. And they'd been bombed out, they hadn't been bombed out, they were evacuees. The people that came after had been bombed out, they were the Gregsons. But the Postons, they didn't know what cups were. They'd been living at probably East End of London.
Yeah.
It's funny how you can remember things that long ago.
Yeah.
And yet things later on.
Well, I sometimes can't remember what I did yesterday, you know.
I know. But,
so I'm not only one happened, but yeah. And do you remember, was any other mills in the area besides your dad's that were working at that time?
Not that I can remember.
No.
Did
he used to have regular contracts with farmers and whatnot then in them days, or?
I don't know the ins and outs of all the thing there, but they just used to bring, I know they used to bring corn up in sacks.
Would they have a regular price for doing it, you know?
I expect so, but that would all be done by Oaksers, I would imagine. Because there was a fella used to come two or three times a week, and Mr. Tyler, to get all the paperwork. And I can remember when the farmers brought it in the sacks, it would be put in the part next to the mill, and it would be, they would all be labelled, ground, and then put back in the same place. And then the farmer would come and collect.
And where did you meet your wife?
Well, after I came out of the army, I used to cycle to work, the ocean, and I used to go along George Street on my bike, because it was easier than going up Green Hill Lane. And as I was going along George Street, nearly every morning I would see this young lady going to work, same time as me, opposite direction. And that's how we met, going to work in opposite directions.
Where did Miss Lemons work? Did you work at Reading?
I worked one night, not when I used to clip-clop down the street where we first met one another. I used to go to Eastwood, Osherford place.
Oh.
I used to work at a big factory there.
Yes, that's right.
That's when I used to catch bus. Yeah. That's when I met you and I used to go on your bike. Yeah.
What do you serve in the army, Dennis?
Artillery, Royal Artillery.
Oh.
It was a locating battery. We never had guns. We had microphones that used to find the guns.
But we stationed in
Osnabrück, in Germany.
Were there all the time you were in?
Most, of course, 2 months in this country and then posted out to Germany.
Oh, did you enjoy that at all?
Yes, I did. It was... It was a close thing whether I stopped in or not, but I'm glad I didn't. But yes, it was good. You learn a lot when you leave your family.
Yeah. And you got married and settled down. Where did you first live when you got married?
Well, first of all, we lived with parents at Riddings, and then we moved to we hadn't been there long. We moved to Westwood, didn't we?
Yeah.
Palmerston Street.
Mm.
And then we got...
What year would that be roughly, Dennis?
Well,
When you moved to Palmerston Street, what year would it be roughly?
Well, I need to work once.
We were married in 56. We'd moved there in 57 then.
Yeah.
Because we weren't long, were we?
No.
Because Anita was born in...
Yeah.
Born while we were there.
Yeah.
So it'd be 57 we'd moved to there.
Were there still any shops on Palmerston Street when you first moved there?
Yes. There was the butcher's.
Well, that'd be Stafford's.
Stafford's, yeah.
And the greengrocers, that was...
Oh, we lived opposite Rhodes. Grandad Rhodes.
Grandad Rhodes.
Oh, he was a character.
Yeah,
he was great.
Was that right at top?
Yeah. Yes.
In the wind or something, or there was a beer... It used to be a beer house in the wind before he had it.
Did it?
Yeah.
I didn't know it then.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Grandad Rhodes.
Used to have this wagon, didn't he, with our veg on?
Yeah.
When he come back, big fat fella he was. Used to sit outside.
I've heard one or two stories about him.
Yeah.
Somebody said they went to visit him one day for some potatoes or something, and he says, come in, and his wife had to go at him because there were two chickens building nests in pantry.
Yes, I can believe it.
And when he says, if you're looking for eggs, duck, there's two behind Sophie and bought settee, and she went round back and got just picked it, they were laying everywhere. Well,
yeah, oh, our chickens were.
Yeah. What they gathered, they had run up arse.
They did.
You know, animals and.
Yeah.
But I will say this for old fella, when it was 58. Just after our Nita was born, it was 58, 59, and I was off work for quite a while because I'd got a hernia and had it repaired. And of course then, you didn't get much money on the club.
No.
But after his round, he'd come, bang on our front door, come and get what they want, lad, save me taking it off, and he literally fed us, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, with for 3 months. With
and he never took a penny off us.
No.
They're all very nice. Butcher lady.
Yeah.
There was always some meat for us, weren't they? If we did go in, they're always coming around. We brought you something for your dinner. When he was, even when after he started back work, they used to pop around, here, have this, give this for your kid for the tea, you know.
Yeah.
Ever so good. Ever such nice people. They were rough and ready, but they were good. They were
everybody I spoke to from Westwood would say they were a great community spirit.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
I was off work for 3 months.
And, a long while, wasn't it?
Yeah. And there was another little shop down at the bottom next to the Royal Oak.
Oh. And now it used to be general store for.
She used to have everything in sweets and
everything. I can't remember the
Mrs.
name.
Mrs.
I gather Royal Oak used to be two pubs at one time, so I'm told. By an elderly lady that lived there, she said the front was the Royal Oak.
And the Drum and Monkey.
That's right. And round the back up some stairs was a separate one.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what that was the Royal Oaks.
They called Drum and Monkey, so I said, well, was it two separate pubs? She said, yeah.
I don't think it was.
But why, I can't see why it should be, but why it had two different names, I don't know.
Well,
it was the.
Well, no, the Royal Oak used to. Because we went in when we lived down at the bottom for that few months.
They had parties in that room.
And the Royal Oak used to take up the beer.
Yeah.
And serve it up there.
When they had a party or.
When they had entertainment.
Yeah.
They had entertainment up there.
But why did you call it Drum and Monkey? I don't know. It's
probably just something what more.
I don't think it was classed as a separate pub. Well, I can't remember it being classed as a separate pub.
Yeah.
I mean, like a sign up or anything saying.
No, there was nothing like
nothing
that.
Nothing like that, was there? Not right back, anyway.
You say it's unusual for a something like that to have two sort of a different name for back and front sort of thing.
Yeah.
It probably looked like you say a nickname for for part of it, and
that lady was Mrs. Dixon.
What the shop?
That had the shop.
Shop, yeah.
Mrs. Dixon.
What was she sold, Dennis?
General little bits of things.
You could get some of your
sweets,
your foods and
tins
bread,
of fruit,
everything.
Bit of bread,
It
was only small.
Out of anything. Yeah.
See, this used to be a shop.
Oh, yeah, I gather so. It's on Eddie Wilbram's map.
Is it?
Yeah.
As what? As what shop. Sort of shop?
Oh, I can't
didn't
remember.
Didn't say.
I can't remember now. I've got it at home.
Because that window there used to have Cadbury's chocolate across it.
It'd be nice to have a photograph of it.
And I know it used to be a cobbler's, ended up as a cobbler's shop when it was still.
Yeah. Eddie Wilbram, went to interview Eddie, and of course he's got a huge collection of photographs.
Yeah.
He said, I've suddenly remembered, he says, when we retired, just before he retired and left Jacksdale to go and live at Brinsley, he said, I sat down one night when I was a bit bored and I drew a map of every shop in Jacksdale, Westwood and Pyle that I could remember during my life.
Aye.
Because there weren't many that he didn't go in as a plumber, you know.
Of course,
or family. Yeah. And there were 75 shops.
Really?
He listed everyone, starting on top row at Pyle, number one, until we got to New Westwood, and that was the last one. Barrows Hill Lane, the one on Barrows Hill Lane, number 75. But along here, there was a mess of shops.
Yeah.
There were shops everywhere.
There were quite a few when we came.
And I know this one's on, and he also listed every owner that he could remember that had owned those shops.
Yeah.
and what they sold. So I'll have a look, and if I come up with anything, I'll drop it off.
We were told, we know this was a cobbler's shop because the garden's full of leather soles.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I gave up in the end. I just couldn't dig it.
Yeah.
They're buried.
Good Lord.
All this stuff. And of course, as soon as your spade hit leather.
What's that, them that they took off?
Yeah.
The old ones.
The old ones.
Yeah.
Good Lord. And of course, with it being a mining area, there'd be a lot.
Oh, yes. I mean, there'd be no dustbins in them days, would
there?
No. No, they? You know, everybody buried everything at bottom of the garden, yeah. I suppose, if they had a business. And
I've been told there was once a doctor's surgery, and somebody came, actually said to me that they'd had this, a dentist used to visit every so often here, and had a surgery, probably two evenings a week or a month. Oh. Whether they were right or not, I don't know.
Yeah. Mr. Lemmy, you say you were born in, you were born at?
Doncaster.
Yeah, that's not far from Sheffield, is it?
It's a good way.
No, it's
well, I don't know. I live at Doncaster, but
it's about 20 miles.
Yeah.
Is it? Oh, well, I only know
maybe
my area.
Do you remember much about war years up there, did it?
When I was a little girl, I can remember my grandma, well, I called her my grandma, she weren't my grandma really, but I called her my grandma, and the bomb dropped on the cemetery at Bentley.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, and that weren't far away from where my grandma lived.
Yeah.
And I can remember having air raid shelters and having to go in when I was a little girl.
You have a gas mask?
Yes, oh, yeah. Got a funny nose, floppy nose on it, and God knows, don't like Mickey Mouse.
Did your family move down here then from Doncaster?
Yes, my mum moved down here quite a while before I came to live down here, because I live with my dad.
Yeah.
I came to live down at Riddings when I was 12. From there I went to summer coach school like he did.
Do you like school?
No.
No?
I was thick. Don't tell them. No. I were a daydreamer, but they were very, very strict. Very strict, the teachers. There were no messing about.
No.
It was a good thing. I don't know where people get the idea it weren't nice and they didn't like it because of that. But you were scared of your teachers, let's be honest. You wouldn't help them and swear at them or, well, you wouldn't dream of swearing.
Yeah.
You wouldn't dare do that, especially to Miss Presley, PE teacher. Poor blimey. Don't cross here. She were all right, though. She treated us fair if we were all right, you know.
What did young ladies do as teenagers in Riddings?
Well, just playing out rec, playing games like he's played Tin Lurkey and what have you, and hopscotch. Well, it's awful when you go back and think of these things. Hopscotch, and we used to chuck a rope on. You know when it where used to be on the old-fashioned gas
lamp.
And got things sticking out. We used to chuck a rope over, and we used to spin around that and come back again. There were that, and then we used to go scrumping. Always used to be scrumping somewhere.
Did either of you ever get good at pictures in your
DNA? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And that's one
well,
thing.
Well, it's sixpenny run, Dennis, on Saturday.
No, you say Old Fritton, Saturday nights, was the monkey run.
Oh, monkey run.
Well, I remember that. Yeah. Boys went one way and
girls went the other.
Yeah. Monkey run, they called it.
Yeah. That was a great way of meeting. You never saw fights break out or anything, did you?
And you used to have always on that 9:30 bus. Yeah, to be honest, your mum would.
Oh yeah. There
was your auntie late.
Yeah, I was at morning, was he, in them days? Yeah. Did you have a heart throb in them days in films?
I think I did. I used to like Gene Kelly.
Oh, you're into music.
Oh, I like musicals, yeah, because daydreaming about that. There were several.
I stopped thinking those days didn't have one. You just watched what was on there.
Yeah.
It used to be Roy Rogers. Brian Rogers, then it went, oh, what was that other cowboy?
There was a host of cowboy films.
Oh, God, every Saturday. It was Superman. Superman.
Can't remember.
Can't you remember Superman? It were in black and white, and it were really old. And he used to wear his clothes inside out, sort of thing, like Superman does.
Yeah.
Can't you remember? I'm sure it was Superman.
We used to go to, of course, every Saturday afternoons, and before you got to be teenagers, he was going to Beestalls at Summercoats.
Oh, yeah.
Or Regent at Riddings.
Mm. Oh, Flea Pit.
Yeah.
Flea Pit. Oh, yeah. God.
Of course, when we came here, Jacksdale had finished then as a cinema.
Oh, it was going a little while when we were here.
What made you leave Westwood, by the way?
This house came up. We were a bit lucky. The lady that worked in the canteen at the Ocean, she lived here. His name was Ted. What was the name of the people that lived here?
Oh, gosh, I can't remember.
I'll think of it. When I've stopped trying to think, it'll come. And they were moving to Tasmania. It was them and two girls. Oliver. Ted Oliver.
Yeah.
And they've been trying to sell this house for £1,000.
Good Lord.
And I forgot the woman's name. I was bringing her back because I got a little car, bringing her back from work because I lived at Westwood then. And she said, "Do you want it, Dennis?" I said, "What, of your house?" She says, "Yeah, you can have it for £800.
Oh.
I said, "I'll have it."
Oh, good boy. Yeah.
That's how it came about that we got this house. Oh. They were desperate to move. In fact, within weeks, 2 weeks of me saying I'd have the house, they'd gone. Mm. See, the money would have to follow them.
And how do you find Jacksdale? Is it?
Yeah, it's all right. It was all right when we first moved. It were lovely. Everybody were nice round you. And they were all out. They seem to be all around about our ages with families. And then after a few years, it started to... People moved. What we knew, people moved, didn't they? They said, all them what we'd got used to, they moved away. We got new ones in. And this is how it's gone on and gone on over years. And now it's a question if we know more than 3 people of our age in this street.
Well, to be honest, I know it's very few people. One thing, we don't go into the social groups.
No, but no.
See, in my job, I used to be away all week. Mm. I'd go out Sunday, be at home probably twice in the week. But very often, I'd go out, go to work Sunday, come back Friday, Saturday, or Thursday.
If I did a quick run. I never went out, because I got the kids small.
Yeah, so... For a lot of years, I just worked with driving, I worked away.
Do you have a regular run, by the way?
Yes, I used to do Kent and Sussex.
Oh, that's a good run.
Yeah, I used to be away there. I used to have to stop in horrible places like Brighton. And my regular stop in Brighton and round Tonbridge in Kent.
Yeah.
I had regular digs.
Yeah. Oh, great. And do you think there's enough shops in Jacksdale for what you need?
Yes, I think so. I don't go in many of them. Actually, there's enough.
It's adequate, but it's not as good as it used to be for local shopping. I mean, we've got a car, so it's easy for us. Mm. But people that haven't have only got the co-op.
Yeah.
And the co-op's a bit expensive.
It is. Mm. We don't go there.
And that's the only grocery shop now, isn't it?
We used to have a jeweller's across here.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't we? And no, that was nice at Christmas when you wanted to buy anything.
Yeah.
Me?
Talking about convenience
Oh,
shopping,
sorry. Well, I just would tell you what shop it was.
Yeah. See, now I can remember when there was a bank and...
Yeah.
When our Aladdin cycle shop. Tansies. I'm going back to war years now, you know, and No, in them days, like you say, you knew everybody. Nobody ever moved a house, you know.
No,
families were there forever, sort of thing.
Yeah.
And when old man died, son had it. And
I think it was a better community when the pit was going.
Yeah.
Because I can just remember those
when
days when
we
first came down here.
They were all, you know, you don't even know your next, well, we know Jill next door now, but anybody else in the street, they don't neighbour. Well, yeah, I never did neighbour, but they don't do anything together.
No.
Like they used to do.
No. Have you ever been back to your roots?
Oh yeah, so before, man, they've all died now, all my family in Doncaster. We haven't been for years, have we, don't
know.
But they've all died there.
They used to call it Donny, did they?
Call it Donny. Well, I used to live at a place outside Doncaster called Bentley.
Oh, that's quite a famous colliery there,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, yeah, Bentley Colliery, there was, yeah.
The accident.
That was a, yes, there was, wasn't it?